Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Republicans are outraged at Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein's decision to release transcripts of a lengthy interview with the author of that dossier, the one that made allegations about President Trump's connections to Russia during the 2016 campaign. You'll remember initially an anti-Trump Republican donor commissioned the political research firm Fusion GPS to do the research on candidate Trump, not uncommon. When it looked like he might win, they dropped out. The Clinton campaign and the DNC picked up payments. The dossier relied on a series of memorandums from former British spy Christopher Steele. Glenn Simpson, founder of Fusion GPS, took questions about the dossier from the Senate Judiciary Committee back in August. He wanted his testimony released, but the 300-page transcript did not become public until yesterday, when Feinstein, the top Democrat on the committee, defied her Republican colleagues by publishing it. This morning, the president called the investigation a witch hunt and Feinstein's decision to release the testimony a disgrace. But defenders of the release say it shows the Republican members of the committee were more interested in attacking the source of the research than learning about Russian involvement in the campaign. NPR's national security advisor, or editor, Phil Ewing is here to advise us. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Robin.
So take that up first. People can now read it for themselves. You've read much of it. Is the questioning skewed along partisan lines?
It's a very kind of dry legal deposition. If you actually go to our website, npr.org, and bring up this transcript, which you could do if you wanted to spend a couple of hours, these are attorneys for the Senate Judiciary Committee asking attorneys for Glenn Simpson, whom you just talked about, and Simpson personally, these questions about who he is, how his business works, what types of work he takes on, and specifically the case that you described in 2015 when people in the Republican world were marshaling about the primary and determining who was going to be the party's nominee for president the following year, 2016. They came to him and said, we want dirt on Donald Trump. This is a common practice in Washington, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, the dark arts, as it's called, so-called oppo research. And that's what Glenn Simpson does, except in this case, the oppo that he commissioned this former British intelligence officer to do took a very unexpected turn.
Well, and Simpson says that Christopher Steele, that former British intelligence officer, contacted the FBI himself because he was concerned that candidate Trump was being blackmailed by the Russians. And Simpson further says the FBI told him they'd already had reason to investigate Trump's possible ties to Russia before the dossier was released. Tell us more about what Simpson said about that.
That's right. According to this testimony, first of all, his dossier, these memoranda from Steele based on his sources in Russia, were not the germ of the FBI's counterintelligence investigation into potential ties between the Trump camp and this concerted effort undertaken by the Russian government to attack the election in 2016. So that's point number one. Point number two is Steele himself, according to Simpson, and this and his word is the basis for these conclusions, and so we have to take them as witness testimony as opposed to established fact. But what he says is Steele was so surprised by what he uncovered as he was running these traps inside of Russia that he felt an obligation to report what he was learning to U.S. law enforcement authorities. The comparison that Simpson makes in his testimony was, you know, you're driving to work in the morning, you see a car accident. For the instinct of a lot of people, you want to call 911 and tell the authorities what you saw and have the paramedics come, have the police come, etc. And it was that impulse in his telling that motivated Steele's outreach to the FBI. Again, Simpson's testimony per this transcript is our basis for that. We haven't heard from Steele himself publicly, and so we'll just have to see whether we do, and if so, what he says.
Well, the Washington Post reports that in this tale that Simpson tells, he was referring to an Australian official who contacted U.S. officials with concerns about a conversation in London with Trump advisor George Papadopoulos. Now, he has pled guilty to lying to the FBI. He's cooperating in this investigation. But is that confirmed that this germ of this investigation for the FBI came from Australian officials and it was concern about Papadopoulos?
The short answer is no. We know that based on that New York Times story, the former foreign policy advisor Papadopoulos, according to the New York Times, got drunk in London and told an Australian diplomat there that he had been receiving these overtures from Russian agents about dirt on Hillary Clinton and other help, and that way made its way through official channels from Australia's foreign ministry to the United States. We know, of course, about this Steele dossier because it's dominated a lot of the discussion this year. And there are probably other threads and germs based on things the U.S. intelligence community might have been seeing, based on the way that they were aware about people who were in Trump world in 2015 and 2016 that also might have brought this to their attention. Right. But right now, we don't have anything that ties all the threads together except for the fact that no one thing appears to have been what sprung the mousetrap and got the FBI to start this investigation.
Well, briefly, what about Steele's concerns, fears that Trump was being blackmailed by the Russians? Is that at all confirmed?
That's not confirmed. And, you know, NPR has not detailed at that level the things that are in this dossier because it remains unverified. The dossier is out there. It was released just about a year ago by BuzzFeed in a completely uncensored version. So people can read it. And a lot of us remember the kind of things that it says. But we at this time don't have any independent basis to judge how reliable the things in it are. It could be misinformation from the Russian government. It could be mistakes that sources made, et cetera. Right now, we just don't know.
And what about the release of the transcripts? It said it was to counter a move that Republicans made last week when they made a criminal referral to the Justice Department to investigate Christopher Steele for possibly lying to the FBI. This was sort of a tit for tat on that. What is that about?
The politics here are advantageous to the Republican majorities in Congress because they control a lot of the process, these interviews, the material, including transcripts like this, that is generated as they do these investigations. And when there are things that are officially secret, they have the ability to talk about them or leak details about them to the press without the public being able to see the full version of what's under discussion. And the tactical victory, if you want to think about it in that way, that Feinstein and her supporters say that she got with the release of this transcript is taking away that edge in the case of the Simpson testimony. Now, on that criminal referral, Senator Grassley, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and Senator Graham, who's one of its top subcommittee chairmen, they have secret information about what they say Steele may or may not have done. They allege that he gave false information at some point along the line, and that was the basis of this so-called criminal referral to the Justice Department. We don't know the details about that because it's all secret, and the FBI and the National Security Agency are not going to talk about them because they never talk about such secret information. So that card is still available for Republicans to play. But in the case of Feinstein in this transcript, she's taken it away from them.
Phil Ewing, National Security Editor for NPR. We'll link you to the transcripts also at herenow.org. Phil, thanks.
Thank you.